Kelsey. Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge and the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You can connect with Business on the Edge at Twitter, Business on the ED, our website, businessontheedge.biz, our magazine website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Our Facebook page is MJ Radio Host, our Small Business Concierge page, and the On the Edge Women in Business page. You can post your comments, tips, products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views. Be gentle out there on those political views. And network, virtual network. It works. It's an opportunity for you to connect. We want to constantly create platforms that give you an opportunity to build your brand, build your image. Let people know that you are available, that you are here. And that takes connecting consistently and with longevity and with frequency is what it needs to be. You can also check out our podcast on Podbean at ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com. Also out there on iTunes and Google Play. In our Blog Talk Radio extended show, Business on the Edge, Raw and Real. Blog Talk Radio just always kind of, I have this little sweet kind of connection to Blog Talk because you just kind of can do and say almost anything. And when I think about Blog Talk Radio, I don't know if the poster child for Blog Talk Radio in my mind is Martin Sheen. Martin Sheen just will, he'll just say anything. And so anyway, you know, you have your different choices out there. But I like Blog Talk Radio because the audience is just the whole world. Not that this is not reaching the world, and we love it here at KDOW Radio, but we want you to check out us at off times as well. You can welcome to check us out there on Blog Talk Radio. Also, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments or maybe shows that you might be interested in my sharing or doing, and that could be on any topic. We talk about anything and everything because business is everything. Business is literally everything. Business and politics and taxes. Seriously. Each week, we like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work very hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business entrepreneurship growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on air. And if you were at the Small Business Expo yesterday, please call into the show tonight. Let me know what your experience was. We were there, and I'm going to share my experience in just a moment. You can dial 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Get your comments on the air relevant to that show. Don't go sideways on me. Here's a quote. I think it's important. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Martin Luther King Jr. That's so important. I'm very interested in knowing a person's character and the way that a person is going to respond in a moment, not when they're comfortable and not when they're it's convenient and not when things are just all okay. I'm wondering, how do you act when you're challenged, when controversy shows up? When you're just having that day. I had a very interesting start of the day yesterday, and I had to determine as a leader and as a CEO of a company on how I was going to respond. And getting into the Small Business Expo yesterday, my team, everyone was unfortunately late, and not by, it just happens. It happens. So I get there before everyone. And guess who had to set up the booth? I did. all suited up, just, and that just, that freaked me out. No, it didn't blow up everything. And that is not how I responded. So that was it. That was like in the back of my, I felt like that in my chair. So this is what I thought. And this is what I told my people. Get here when you can, and I'll probably have the booth set up by the time you get here. It is well. It is well. And I'm just going to tell you, as CEOs, this is me. And I appreciate the hard work and value that when you're building your company and when you feel like you have achieved that level of success that you're interested in achieving and sustainability. But if you're not willing to do some of the things that you ask your employees to do, I wonder about that. And I'm talking about things like that you have the ability to do. If you needed to, you know, I know that there's different skill sets. But the one thing that I want my team to always understand and the people that work with me is that, you know, it really doesn't bother me if I help sweep the floor or that isn't, you know, and that's not what they're doing. But just to simplify my point, I just don't mind, because at the end of the day, when my lifespan has been achieved and I'm done, I want people to remember me for how I treated them, how I made them feel when they were around me or I'm on the air. Do you feel like you're sitting in the studio with me? That's what I want. I want to achieve, and I want to make sure that I'm constantly scaling. But at the end of the day, we're wrapped in this body, and I'm reaching back and I'm trying to pull up as many people that I can. And those that are ahead of me, I'm trying to reach for them and grab and go to those next levels. We're all in between somewhere. We're all somewhere. Someone's always ahead of us and someone's always behind us. But how do you act? How do you act when you achieve, when you are in certain situations? Just food for thought. Food for thought. Here's my power question. Well, actually, it's not a power question. It's a power fact. So my power fact for tonight, when you identify and define your, it's my time moment, this is my time moment, it's here, it is the moment that you become the game-changing disruptor. You become the experience. And I'll say it again, when you identify and define your it's my time moment, don't miss it. Don't be afraid to grab hold of it and don't let it pass you by. It will take courage to run that thing forward, to run the race with that. It is absolutely the moment that you become the game-changing disruptor. You become the experience. You're the experience. It's my power thought. Think about that. So now I'm going to get into, and again, if you went to the Small Business Expo, the San Francisco Expo, make sure that you call tonight, 1-800-516-1220. Share your experience with me. I'll get you on air. I'll try to, hopefully, we don't get overloaded or underloaded, and we'll get you on air. But I want to start out with my experience, with the San Francisco Small Business Expo. I had a fantastic experience. I went in, and this is what I did. And I think this is important for businesses that are doing expos and doing major events that they're taking their business to different places, networking events, their tabling. And I do this when we network. I have some things that just kind of are in my saddle, my little spurs in my saddle, burrs in my saddle, little things that prick at you, right? So I have some rules to networking. One, you should always go to a networking event ready. You should always know what you want to achieve. You should never go random. And when you get there, redefine how you're going to work the room. Why? Because you don't need to talk to everyone in the room. You don't need to connect with everyone in the room. You just need to connect with the right people and the right opportunities. Oh, wow, well, how do I know that? How do I know that? How do I know that? Pay attention. So for the Small Business Expo, we got everything ready. And so I met with my team the day before. We had an evening meeting, and one of the things that I wanted to convey to them the most is that there's one thing that's very important to Coach Margaret. Very important, very important. And that is that we care. I care about the small business development, growth, experience, having platforms for them to have a consistent, they can have a frequent and a long experience, because brand development and people knowing that you're here is about making sure that you promote or market or advertise. And these almost seem like they're painful words in the small business community. Why do I? Because you're not branded. Your image is not there. So what do? You go leverage branded, well-branded platforms and resources that tells the rest of the world and your community that I'm here and I'm open for business. And I'm very serious about that. Steve Jobs said, we cannot afford, not, he didn't even say we, he said, I cannot afford not to market and advertise. When he got into the MP3 market, he absorbed the entire market, over 90% of the market. His competitor said, if we market, I want a guarantee. Preparing a marketing and advertising, those are, you mitigate. Guarantees are based on how you're planning and mitigating losses, you know, and you're creating indirect and direct opportunities, right? So small business has to understand that, like if you come on the radio and you think that 500 people are going to pick up the phone and call you, it's kind of like, where did you get that idea? It is frequent. I've been on air 7 years. It is the frequency, the consistency, and the longevity as to why people know who I am. When I started radio, I wasn't branded. I had to be consistent. There's people that started their shows when I started my show who are no longer on air, and they ended maybe about a year after or whatever. And that's their prerogative to do so. No big deal. But you don't know their names. But because I'm still here, we got to go to a commercial break and I got a caller. We'll pick him up when we come back. You're on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. Hi, Margaret Jackson. We're back. We don't know. Technology loves to hate us. Our music didn't come in, huh? How about that? I could sing for you, but I don't think you would like that. So we're gonna move on from there. We'll make sure that my producer figures that out for the next segment. We're back. You're listening to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. You know, we're number one in the nation on business and finance content. So when you tune in here locally, nationally, internationally, wherever you're at in the world, you are listening to a true blue organization and network and radio station that is bringing you the absolute very best. I was talking to you about our experience at the Small Business Expo, and our experience went extremely well because we had a strategy and a plan before we stepped into the expo. I met with my team and I put the parameters in place, and we actually achieved those parameters. We actually achieved their goals that we wanted. And here's what's interesting about going to events like this or networking events, and we do them. I've had many, many events and expos that we've done here in Silicon Valley. And everyone, we're always telling the businesses that are tabling or that are exhibiting, please do not break down your exhibit or table before X time. Let me tell you why that's important and why you disobedient businesses out there break down your stuff and run out the door at the end of the day. Shame on you. Let me tell you why. Because when you start doing that, you break down the synergy. You break down the business atmosphere that's going on because you think that because the crowd has begun to diminish, that there's no opportunity for business. The problem with that is that you still have all of the exhibitors and the tablers there that you can now spend a little bit of time in getting to know them because statistics, bar chart statistics tells us that each person that you meet in a business networking kind of forum, they know 250 people that they can connect you with. So if there's one person walking around the entire hall, they have at least 250 people they can connect you with, not to mention those that are tabling around you and all of that. And you miss opportunities to network. And the other part is that, like, my team and my creative outreach director, we had someone new on our team, and I says, oh, you know, let me go get the box for the, we had these 24 by 36 posters, foam core posters of the magazine. And I was out somewhere walking around, and he told her, says, yeah, I don't think Margaret's going to want to, you know, break the booth down yet. It's, you know, it was about half hour prior to breaking down. And so I come back, and it's exactly right. Why? Because we signed a contract saying and stating we wouldn't break down till 5 o'clock. So make sure you remember those things, because there's opportunity when you think there's no opportunity. And sometimes less is still more. So just food for thought. Our experience was absolutely fantastic. And actually, those moments, we met some fantastic people. I probably got three more great opportunities out of there with NorCal, PTAC, that's procurement for small businesses. We're going to be talking to them, and they're going to come on the show. And a great steakhouse, Prime 109, I believe it is. We're looking forward to meeting with him and him becoming a concierge and maybe some other things I've got in mind, because he was absolutely impressive. And so we've got some things percolating for the next issue of the Small Business Concierge magazine, because we want small businesses to look fantastic. Anyone can read the magazine, whether you're a business owner, professional or not. There's something for everyone. This is just happens to be a platform for small businesses, whatever they're doing, or writers or authors, whatever you're doing, an opportunity to be on a platform that is local, national, and global. I get this question that, what's your reach? It's just so funny to me. I said, you know, reach in your pocket, get your cell phone, you know, click on our QR code, and you tell me. We are global. We are digitally global. We're flexible. The magazine is flexible, right? So you can make changes to your listings and things. And so, and then we print on demand because we are strategic in where we're placing those magazines. So the right people get them in their hands. I do have a slight little bone to pick. And this part will define why business on the edge, why I'm on the edge. I got a little bone to pick, and I hope you're tuning in from the Small Business Expo. We had our sample magazines out there. I'm like, these magazines are samples. You know how you, it's like going to the mall and someone takes the clothes off the mannequin and walks off with that outfit rather than going to wherever they have them in the store, right? And so someone walked off with one of our Prime magazines. We had like three just on display because we wanted to, those were samples because I wanted to make sure that they were printed the way that I had in mind. You know, my background is in film and television and other areas along with business. And I was so disappointed. I said, who takes it off the stand? What integrity or what happened right there? And so if you have our magazine, I hope you enjoy it. We got our next issue coming out that actually is going to be a collector's item because there's some specific things that's going on with that magazine. So, you know, hang on to it. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, be your business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Nice. Welcome back. Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about post-show Small Business Expo. I'm going to bring in a exhibitor who was at the Small Business Expo yesterday. I got to meet him. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Very, very interesting business. I'm going to let him tell you about it. And we are going to bring on Ray Sylvan. Can you bring him on? How are you, Ray?
Very good, Margaret. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I am doing well. I'm excited to have you on the show tonight. And Ray, we just met like really 5 minutes ago at the event. And I'm really, really interested in what you're doing. I'm so glad you took the opportunity to become a concierge. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But tell our audience. Now, you're talking to... Now, let me explain something here to my audience. Ray is from Florida. He's not even from the area. And he has traveled all the way from Florida to be a part of an event to get his products and services in front of you. And I have his website up here, and it's called signonthego.us. So if you get a chance while we're talking, bring that up. If you are sitting at home or you're listening online somewhere, that's great. If you're in your car, behave yourself. Don't drive and search. Get Siri to do it. But in any case, we want to share and present him to the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, 9+ million people out here that we're reaching here on radio. And I think Sign on the Go is absolutely a competitor, it looks like, to one of our other DocuSign. I won't say their name. I'm just kidding here. So, Ray, tell us about Sign on the Go. Tell us what you're doing and tell us about Sign on the Go.
Okay, so Sign on the Go is an e-signature platform. And that e-signature platform that I developed a couple of years ago, we brought that forward with the small and medium-sized businesses in mind. We did not want for those small businesses who cannot afford expensive e-signature platform to be left out. And so we want to present to them the latest and greatest technology where they can do business at a speed of light, as you need to do now to keep up with the competition. E-commerce is driving that. E-commerce is demanding that. If you want to stay with your competition, you want to be abreast of the latest and greatest technology, you must get these types of technology into your business. So with that said, to provide the small businesses with the right platforms, that's how Sign on the Go came to life.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm on your features page. Your product seems to be very robust in what your offerings are. You got documents and templates. You got pre-signature negotiation workflow. You've got importing MS extension files, multiple row processes. And I want to tell the audience, please go out to signonthego.us because I think you're going to be very impressed with what you'll see out there. Can you tell us a little bit about your featured products and how do they benefit the small business experience?
Very good. So, for instance, with the features that we have, if you have a small business who wants to process a contract with someone that person has never met, you can come to that SignOnTheGo and upload your document for signature and submit it to that individual. And that document will come back to you with the absolute confidence that it is the right person that actually got into that contract agreement with you. The way we do that, we use blockchain. Blockchain is the latest buzzword, and yes, it's here to stay with these this type of stuff we're doing these days to make sure of the authenticity of the products. So we took away out of that technology the authenticity process, and we include that into our workflow to ensuring when you get that document back, you can verify by clicking a button and see, yes, that document was indeed signed and executed by that individual.
That's awesome.
And so these are the type of features we're bringing forward. Excuse me.
Yes, we're gonna let's pause right there. I really need to go to a commercial break, and we're gonna pick it back up in the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I always like this segment of the show because I feel like it's like this whole wonderful experience, this whole new opportunity, and it is absolutely an opportunity. If you're just tuning into the show, we've had a few things that we've talked about that's important. We've done a post-show wrap-up of the Small Business Expo. Absolutely fantastic. A lot of great opportunities when you go to these types of shows. Very, very important. But we have one of the exhibitors who also came on board of to the Small Business Concierge magazine yesterday. And that's pretty powerful when you've got people signing up right there at networking events and expos and all of that. And I'm not sure if Ray knows that because he signed up yesterday, he is one of the businesses that signed up. He is being placed into a raffle that is a $5,000 raffle marketing media raffle. And so if he wins, he'll have an opportunity to be not only get back on the show, but also would be a cover story for us in 2019. So we're excited about that. But I'm going to bring Ray back on. He is the CEO of signonthego.us, an e-signature platform. The fees are low and affordable. Very, very interesting. For you small businesses out there, we are not talking enough about blockchain. It's not going away. In fact, I love blockchain because it's so secure. It's so secure. It's awesome. So before we get back to some of the things that Ray does and I guess what I want to really pick his brain about is, what was your experience at the Small Business Expo?
Well, I love the Small Business Expo. The reason I like the Small Business Expo so much is because it puts me in a position where I come face to face with the small business owners that are looking for a way to really be competitive in staying abreast with what's going on in terms of technology. So I love to talk with them, explain to them where the market is going, what's happening, and I love to do the one-on-one and spend some good, valuable time with those small business owners. So that's one of the key things that I really enjoy doing at the Small Business Expo.
So let me ask you this, I know that one of our account executives got a hold of you, and you bought into the Small Business Concierge magazine. Why?
Very good question. So when she approached me and she was explaining to me how the concept works, and I did not even hesitate. The fact that I have an audience, the fact that I'll have a platform to promote my brand, to build the brand, as you were talking earlier, I am one of those small business owners that strive on making sure that you understand that staying power that's what it's all about.
That's right.
If you want to build a brand, you want to build your business, it doesn't happen by itself. You must show your face, you must get involved, and you must join platforms as a concierge magazine. So if you don't do that, you're not going to do yourself a favor in building your brand.
I would agree with that. And that's so powerful. And this is from a business owner, a CEO, and that's big business thinking. Whether we produce the magazine or someone else, it's big business thinking. Walmart doesn't stay on top without being involved with communicating to the public that they're available and they're still open for business. If they went away, Target would take their place. And so we've talked a little bit about that. With that being said, Ray, you have so much on your – I want to get back to sign on the go. And what would be your top three tips that you would say to a small business on using your product. This is your opportunity. This is your platform to showcase. So have at it.
Okay. So the first tip I would give a small business owner who wants to use Sign on the Go is, make sure that you understand the contracting world. So you have to have your contract reviewed by an attorney, and you must ensure that you have all the terms and conditions in order. That will be the first tip. You don't want to get into a contractual agreement without understanding the T's and C's.
That's right.
The second thing is make the technology work for you. So upload all your documents, get them ready. So when the opportunity comes, you don't have to be fumbling around looking for the template, looking for a document to get the contract in order. You just have that ready in your platform, and you can upload them and let them sit there. And the third thing is, once you have an opportunity, lock it down. Don't waste time. Don't waste another hour. Get the agreement signed and submit it to the prospective client. So these are the three major tips I would have in using an e-signature platform like this. The name says it all, Sign on the Go. You got to get it going on the go, because the person you're doing business with or you're trying to get into business with doesn't have the time to waste. So you have to make use that time wisely to get your contracts in order and in place.
That's so powerful. And we have about a minute before we have to go back to a commercial break and get into our final segment. Can you tell us a little bit about your pricing? Your pricing is absolutely amazing. Can you share with our audience how affordable this actually is?
Very well. So all the other competitions out there, you have to have a contractual agreement, and you have to buy certain things that you may not need. My price, for instance, I have what you call pay as you go. So if you're a small business, one man show, two individuals, and you don't have the money to spend $2,600 a year to buy an e-signature platform, you can use it as you need it. So if you need a contract to be processed, you have 20 to be done for the year, you can use pay as you go, and you pay exactly that. You process one, you pay. You don't process it, you do not pay. Then if you go to the next scale, you have a lot of contracts in place, 100, 200 a year. Then you go with economies of scale. You get to go and pay an affordable, which is 40% cheaper than the closest competitor in pricing. And then you can use it as you need it. So if you're going to use 200 documents for the year, you only process 200 documents for the year.
Right.
Why do you need to pay to process 2,000 documents? So that's how we set up the pricing structure to benefit the small business and to meet their budget requirements.
Absolutely. We got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Phil Collins, you just have to give him his respect. What can you say? I can't come in without him doing his little drum thing there. Love it, love it, love it. You're listening to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are wrapping up. We're at the bottom of our show here, and we have talked Small Business Expo. If you have an opportunity to go, get out there to the Small Business Expo. And they're not out of California just yet. They have two more shows, Los Angeles and San Diego. So you've got the October 18th show, and then you got the October 25th show. So get out there. You may see me walking around, running around, checking out things. So we're looking at maybe just sticking our heads in the door on those shows. So we'll see about that. But in any case, get out there. And let me just encourage you. This is what I love about the Small Business Expo, is that when you sign up, it already connects you to the network. to the attendees, to the exhibitors. You can connect with them and begin to virtual network. I said at the top of the show, network, 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 virtually. It works, and it absolutely does work. So we want to tip our hats to the Small Business Expo. Excellent job that you're doing around the nation and making sure that small businesses are getting connected. And so I want to make sure that I give credit where credit is due. And then we have Ray Sylvan here, who jumped on board because he understood the value of what we're doing with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. We're going to have him contribute. I'm looking forward to articles coming out of signonthego.us. Check out his website, signonthego.us. And I'm just going to say this on air now. Business on the Edge will be a customer of yours, Ray. We're looking forward to boarding on and reciprocating, not just because you became a Small Business Concierge, but I see the value in your product. And we have been contemplating your competitor. And so I really like what I see here. And I want to take you for a test drive and share with our audience what our experience will be with you. And also, you can call Sign As You Go, Sign On The Go, at 703-260-7090. That's 703-260-7090. I've got 2 minutes before I get out of here. And Ray, what's your last thought? You got 1 minute, 1 minute to give a last thought. What would you say to the Silicon Valley Bay Area audience?
The last thought I have is to support the small business community. We have a tendency to actually the populace, at a whole overview, people have a tendency to forget that the small business community is actually at the core, the genesis of the current environment, the current market. It's not about the big business. Big businesses do a lot of things, but when you look at it, we are it. You know, we bring the thunder. So I would love for the community as a whole to continue to support small businesses and really help us grow and help us build that brand and support our brand.
That's right. That's right. And so we're going to wrap it up and get out of here. And Sign On The Go, you heard it here on AM 1220 KDOW. Take it to the internet. Go out there. Check them out. SignOnTheGo.us. And put something in place in your business that you can count on. And I love this blockchain feature on it. They have so many other features. That's absolutely fantastic. You are listening to Margaret Jackson here on Money 2.0 Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's leader, and we are the number one leader in business and finance throughout the nation. So thank you for tuning in. Be good to somebody out there. Make sure you get to one of these expos. You will not be disappointed. Get your friends together and colleagues. Go out, and maybe you'll run into me out there. You're listening again to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge.